Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We'll be checking out some more great local talent in an interview feature on tap for you this evening with Vancouver's Jamie Shepherd, the head of Shepherd Records. And we will get to that shortly, but first, let's check out this episode's track of the week. This is Mark Maxwell and De Saint with a great update of the Everything But the Girl and Soul Vision classic from 2002. It's Tracy in My Room.
'Cause I was wrong.
Okay, a nice track of the week on offer there. Mark Maxwell and De Saint serve up their version of Tracy in My Room. That's out now on Tinted Records and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Jamie Shepherd heads up Shepherd Records under the Sheps moniker. I was fortunate to be able to interview him a while back. Here we talk production, DJing, running his own label, and where he plans to take this going forward. The interview features Sheps tracks as well as label tracks. The lead track here is from Sheps, titled Feeling My Beats. Full track list and a selection of Sheps web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page.
Basement.
music.
This is DJ Waugh speaking to Vancouver-based DJ, producer, and Shepherd Records label boss Jamie Shepherd, aka Sheps. Over the past 8 years, his label Shepherd Records has showcased Bass House and Underground House. Releases from Shane Patrick Riley, Average Citizens, and an armada of Canadian and global talent round the roster out. The most recent release on the label is the Shepherd Records Compilation 3, which dropped in late September and is available wherever you buy your tracks. It's my pleasure to be speaking with him. This is Jamie Shepherd. So to begin with here, how would you define the sound of your label, Shepherd Records?
I would say we are definitely house, like a house label. We don't discriminate. If it's good music, it's good music. And we're always open to like hearing demos from all different genres. But yeah, primarily we've focused on house, bass house, and tech house specifically. We do have, you know, a remix album that Average Citizens did, which kind of took on different genres and different artists. And there was like drum and bass and breaks and all sorts of other stuff on that. But primarily it is a house label.
We'll be right back.
And then what is it about your background or growing up here in Canada that pushed you in this direction?
So my grandpa was a drummer, and he used to play with Oscar Peterson and Buddy Rich. So jazz kind of background. My dad was a drummer, my grandpa. So right off the bat, that was kind of my intro to music. And then just music for me has always been something super special and personal. So I think it brings out a lot of emotions, and I've just always had this huge connection with music more than anything else. And yeah, it started with my family, and then as I grew up, just hearing different artists and connecting with the music, it's just been something that's always been so, I don't know, just important to me.
Okay, getting a label up and off the ground is a challenging process. There are a lot of musical labels that start, maybe release a single or three, and then find it difficult to survive. What is it that you think you're doing on the A&R end of things that's allowed you to keep the quality of the releases up over the past 8 years?
You know, like, I'm a DJ first, I'm an artist first. So it's just, I mean, a lot of my friends, when we started the label, it was really just signing like my friends and music that connected with me. I'm always hunting for music. So it was just, it's really been easy in that aspect, to be totally honest. And you know, like I always had people that like I signed early. They helped a lot too, when it came to art and promoting, which is, you know, it's so massive. Like, to make a release successful, the label has to do its job, but what really makes a release successful is the artist. When the artist puts in 110% with promoting it and believes in their music and you know, puts everything into it, and it's what makes the release successful. And I think we've just been lucky to have artists that are like super passionate and wanted to do that, and I think that just really helped push every release. Yeah, it just really came naturally, to be honest. And I've got Heath Ledger working with me now, who has taken on the side of doing like art and doing
getting some promotion, and he's really passionate about it. He's helped me out a lot with that as things went on and things did become a little overwhelming for me to be doing all on my own, because I did everything on my own. And, you know, at the same time, me producing my own tracks and remixing other artists and, you know, keeping up with getting music to play at my shows. And it's been, you know, it's like constant. So yeah, I'm really lucky to have Heath Ledger on now to help me. And he does a lot of the artist relations stuff, communicating with artists now. So yeah, that's been a huge help.
Guys, this is Kill Frenzy.
Hey, this is Yaddo.
This is Charlie Johansson.
Hey, this is Prince Philip.
Hi, this is James Avila, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.
Okay, you already mentioned some of the challenges there. What are the rewards? What makes running a label positive for you?
For me, I love helping people, and I always have. I think electronic music, house music, you know, it's such a huge community aspect to it. And yeah, just basically, you know, keeping it like just having that community behind it and having, you know, really not a one-man show. You've really got to, you know, when everyone is involved in helping, that always like helps it drive it through.
We'll be right back. shift away from the label side of things here. Look at your DJing sets. When you are performing, are you a Traktor guy, CDJ? What setup do you use and why?
Yeah, like at home in my studio, I've got a Tech 1200. So I've got one vinyl and two CDJs, Pioneer CDJs and Pioneer mixer. So yeah, I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to it, because every DJ seems to play on that nowadays. But you know, it's always nice when you have the 4 3000s and the V10. When I go out, I just played at Soma this after hours recently, and they had the 3000s, which is always a treat to play on, and the V10 mixer, which is just amazing. But at home, I keep it a little bit more simple, because you just don't need that type of stuff for a home setup, I don't think. So I've got it set up, so I got my vinyl, and I can, you know, play around with my old school vinyl, and then I've got my CDJs, and I kind of just mix like that at home. And yeah, that's kind of my setup. If I've got an option for festivals and for clubs and stuff, and you know, it's a possibility to get the 3000s and the V10, that's what I ask for. But you know, I can play on pretty much anything, but I prefer Pioneer setup. And then, you know, I don't necessarily ask for the Tech 12, as I don't really lug around the vinyl as much anymore, but it's always fun to do that too, add in a little bit of vinyl if they got a Tech 12 there.
And then when you are DJing, how do you approach programming your sets? Do you have it planned out in advance or just go with the flow?
Yeah, so I've been doing it a long time. So, you know, when I was in the vinyl days, we would basically, I would go out, I'd buy my vinyl like that week, and it would usually be like, you know, 5 to 12 records. And then the way I approach it is I usually know what I want to play. I have an idea of what I want to play. I usually know what I want to open with, depending on if I'm playing an earlier slot. Other than that, I walk into the club, I check out the vibe, I drop my first track, which I think, you know, based on what the DJ is playing before me and who's going to be playing after me. And I just approach it by having my folder ready and then playing the tracks that I think are going to work based on the energy of the, you know, the song I played before or what the DJ was playing before me. And then I switch it up as I go. And sometimes, you know, I'll switch it up based on the reaction I get from the crowd, kind of thing. I just feel it out, really. I never, ever plan my sets from start to finish. I've tried to do it. It never works for me. And I just feel like it's much better when you're connecting with the crowd and you can kind of feel off them and what they're vibing with. We'll be right back.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to the Shep's interview and Shepherd Records Showcase here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the interview wrapped up with his remix of Kayonda's track Aries. Full track list and a selection of Shep's and Shepherd Record web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Part 2 kicks off with Rude Noise and the track Body Move. Okay, let's talk gigs here. Can you tell me anything that you've played at that's really stood out as a special moment for you, and what made it so amazing?
Yeah, I played Beyond Wonderland, I guess, a month ago now, which was the biggest party I've ever played. It was for Insomniac, which is was a huge goal to work with them and play with them. You know, I ended up playing, I just played the Silent Disco, which was just a smaller stage just off to the side of the festival, you know, but it was a huge opportunity. I got to meet all the guys that I've looked up to for so many years and connect with them, talk to them. So that was the highlight of my summer, pretty much. And then, you know, it's always fun locally to play Gorgamesh, which I'll be playing October 4th. I haven't played there in 8 years or something. I used to be a resident there, but so it's going to be amazing to get back in that club. The DJ booth is really, really great for sound and hearing your mixes, and the crowds are always really open to hear, you know, you can kind of be creative and play what you want to a point. You know, Celebrities has been good when I've played there. I played at Village Studios last Halloween, which was, that was a lot of fun. And then just a lot of underground shows. Like I'm not playing a lot of clubs in Vancouver anymore, and I think the underground shows are kind of where it's at right now as far as music and vibes and yeah, so I'm more focused on the more underground parties right now.
Okay, let's talk other DJs here. Can you think of a handful, either local or internationally, of DJs or producers whom you really admire and why?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot. And I'm usually always blank when I get asked this question because there is so many inspirations. And you know, I got to play before, to be honest, to... at Beyond Wonderland, who's been a big inspiration for me. His style, his kind of Latin techie kind of stuff. I've also been going kind of back to, like, Phil Collins is a huge inspiration for me. Obviously not a DJ, but someone that's kind of paved the way for music for me and the way he approaches music. Oddbob, who I got to meet at Beyond Wonderland and was one of the nicest guys. He's been a huge inspiration. There's so many. And then, you know, locally, I feed off everyone in the scene. Average Citizens, who two of them, you know, both of them have been really good friends of mine for a long time. And I love what they're doing. And Reezy, who's a good friend, and Christine Yuri. Don't step to this.
This.
With that, it's such a departure from the type of music your label releases. What is it about Phil Collins that you really like?
I just watched his documentary, and it's the thing that was really interesting is how he was saying how he like approached vocals and stuff, and half the time, like, it didn't really matter what was being said but how it sounded. And I it's funny because a lot of my tracks that I'm working on right now, some of them aren't even words. Some of the stuff isn't as turned into like vocals that I've put in. And then I'm like, oh, I'm just not feeling it. And then kind of made like rhythms and patterns and hooks from vocals and putting them in and messing around with them. And like, it just sounds good. So when I was watching the documentary the other day, I was like, oh man, like that's so funny, because that's exactly kind of what direction I'm going in right now. And I don't know, it made sense to me when he said that. So yeah, Phil Collins is a big one.
Go!
Okay, a three-headed monster here. What is your vision for yourself in production, DJing, and then also for your Shepherd Records label?
Yeah, I'm trying to always get better with the music production. I'm trying to, you know, like what I really want is to get my emotions and what I'm going through in my life out into my music so it can touch other people and get people to relate. And where I can relate to them, and they can relate to me through my music, which, you know, can always be a challenge. Like I recently lost my dad a month ago, so I've been really like trying to focus on getting how I feel out like onto the music, and which has been not happening at this point, but that's kind of the direction I want to go. Things are going really well as far as getting signed by some big labels and the support on my new track that's coming out in 2 weeks on Wildcard Records in the UK. Some massive DJs, which, you know, I've had support before from big DJs, but this one seems to be doing really well. So focusing on getting support from the bigger artists, because that's really ultimately how, you know, it's going to help my career and help me get my name out there. But, you know, not focusing all of that onto the labels and the big artists, because music's supposed to be, you know, the most important thing is to do it for you and just get better at it and connect with people and keep making music.
Y'all, this is Boys Noise.
This is DJ Linus.
This is Andy Clockwork.
This is DJ Leanne.
This is Ian Howie.
Hey, what's up? This is Sid, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
Thank you.
anything that you'd like to promote right now?
Yeah, so I've got a track coming out in 2 weeks on Wildcard Records. It's called Phone Is Ringing. It's actually inspired from an old song. I think it was like a 90s or 2000. God, it was probably like a hard house track back then. And it's somebody answer the phone, and it's a phone ringing, and it's like kind of annoying, but not really. And it's got a really good hook. And I basically took the idea off that track, and you know, I sampled Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, The Phone Is Ringing, Oh My God. So I took that and I played around with a whole bunch of phone rings and basically put together this track. And it's like, everyone's really vibing with it, which is super cool. Because sometimes like just playing around and having fun with something, it turns into something that connects with other people. So I've got that track. And then Basic D obviously came out 3 weeks ago, which is doing pretty well. It got featured on Beatport in the Bass House section and hit the top 10 releases and was supported by a whole bunch of people as well. And other than that, I've got lots of music that I'm working on and lots of tracks that are very close to finish, which I'll be sending out to record labels and stuff. But right now, those are the two.
This has been Jamie Shepherd. A selection of Sheps and Shepherd Records releases can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, and Juno Download. A full list of his web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page and our other socials. Remember to check out the Shepherd Records Compilation Volume 3 out now wherever you buy your tracks. Thank you so much for doing this.
Think about you, and I wish I'd have you all the time. reaching out for somebody just like you. But then you walk on by, and I knew what I had to do. The way you're moving, the way you're shining, everybody's watching you. I want.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Sheps for agreeing to interview. It was a pleasure to interview him. The label showcases a nice blend of local, Western Canadian, and global talent, and the scene is thriving right now. Michael Anthony's track On My Mind closed out the interview. Full track list and a selection of Sheps and Shepherd Records web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts. To give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by, keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to hop back 13 years in time to 2011 to showcase some tribal house. Saeed Yunan remixes Paulo Mojo's track, He's the Man. Enjoy it, and I'll see you back here next time.
Take it. Ha 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 ha!